What's the worst phrase you can hear? What's for dinner? The thought of deciding on some food and cooking it is just overwhelming. It's like, can we just put on Netflix, order something in, or scroll on our phones? We're truly done. And that is a stress response because our sympathetic system of that fight or flight is just on high alert for so many of us. And that's a result of the modern life that we live. Welcome to the Happiest Ever After podcast. That's right, happy-ish. Because instead of fairy tales of perfection, we celebrate real lives and real stories. I'm Tatiana, your host, and I'm here to guide you on your journey to better health and self-acceptance. Join me every week as we delve into science-backed truths about health, from understanding our bodies to caring for our emotional well-being. Let's get started. Welcome back, Happy-ish fam. In today's episode, I'm going to be doing a dive into the fascinating world of the vagus nerve. And you're going to want to stick around for this because the vagus nerve is our body's natural antidote to anxiety and stress. It's a critical component of our autonomic nervous system. And today, we're going to explore the significant role it plays in maintaining optimal health. And of course, I'm going to give you some practical strategies to leverage the power of your vagus nerve for stress reduction and even improved sleep. So first, have you ever had that where your heart is racing, you've been startled by something and, you know, it's scary for a moment and then you're like, oh, it was just my kid leaping out at me or something not scary. And you know in your head that it's not scary, but now your heart's racing and it's going to take a little bit of time to settle down. Well, that's a part of your autonomic system. It's something that happens without you even thinking about it happening. It just happens automatically. Here's the thing, that startled reaction, everything that happens in that moment, it's happening automatically. You can't think it out and you can't even make your heart start to slow down. You can't say, no need to be startled, and that's it. Your heart recovers down to a normal rate. That's not possible because that all happens automatically. But nature did give us all an amazing hack that we can use to slow our heart, recover from a fright, manage anxiety, and reduce our stress, both in the short and long term. So let's start at the beginning. Our autonomic nervous system controls our involuntary body activities. And our autonomic nervous system is comprised of two systems. There's the parasympathetic nervous system, which controls the rest and digest functions. And the other is the sympathetic nervous system or the fight or flight response. So when you're startled, the sympathetic nervous system steps in because it senses you're in danger and your heart starts beating faster so that you are ready to either fight or flee, depending on what's needed at that moment. So now coming back to the vagus nerve is part of the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's part of that rest and digest function. And the vagus nerve controls really specific body functions. It controls your digestion, your heart rate, and the immune system. So why is the vagus nerve so important? And how is it our body's antidote to anxiety and stress? Well, first of all, let's just look at how we live today. We think about how we're constantly racing around. We're always trying to meet deadlines. The things that we do, we're so insanely busy. I don't know anybody who doesn't talk about how busy they are. I can't think of a time in history where individuals are pulled to do so much in so many different directions. Hustle culture is alive and well in all elements, being the best parent, being the best employee, being the most informed about what's happening in the world, all of these different things. And so in the evening time, how many of us just crash? Like we're just done. The end of the day, I think you've heard this before. What's the worst phrase you can hear? What's for dinner? The thought of deciding on some food and cooking it is just overwhelming. It's like, can we just put on Netflix, order something in, or scroll on our phones? We're truly done. And that is a stress response because our sympathetic system of that fight or flight is just on high alert for so many of us. And that's a result of the modern life that we live. So what is it that makes the vagus nerve so important? Well, here's the thing. The sympathetic system which is heightened, it's not simply the removal of those experiences of heightened stress. You actually want to move intentionally into activating the parasympathetic system. And that's the vagus nerve. And that's why what we want to do is we want to actively trigger the vagus nerve, because that is where things start to calm. That's where we settle the heart rate, where we can digest our food properly so that it isn't causing upset. It strengthens our immune response. And there's been some scientific study as well that says that a well-regulated vagus nerve can also help with things like depression and dealing with post-traumatic stress. So it's a really important thing to actually activate and not just try to reduce the stress or reduce the speed of your life, but actually to activate this vagus nerve that is responsible for helping you be more settled. Now, vagus nerve makes it sound like it's just one string that's running through you, but actually the vagus nerve is the term given to the vagal nerves, and they're set into two pieces with one going down your left and one going down your right, but overall they're referred to as the vagus nerve. So another reason why the vagus nerve is so important is because as you stimulate the vagus nerve more frequently, it increases what is known as vagal tone. And that is a slowing of the heart rate, slowing of breathing. And if you remember last week's episode with Harmony, how she was talking about how that breath and the long and the slower breath, and she did talk about the vagus nerve in that conversation as well. But it calms our nervous system down. And back in 2010, researchers at the Cleveland Clinic found a positive correlation between the high vagal tone, so that's the slower heart rate, slower breathing, and a calmer nervous system, and positive emotions and overall good health. So that means that when the vagus nerve is stimulated, we feel better. We can more easily overcome stress, and we're less likely to show symptoms of depression and anxiety. And we're able to address these feelings in a manner so that they're there for shorter periods of time and we can rebound more quickly. So now I hope that we're all on board that the vagus nerve is very important. And now I'm going to give you three tips on how you can hack it. This is the way that when you are feeling particularly stressed or at all stressed, or maybe midway through your day, something happens that is distressing and you want to move through it quickly, here are three different things that you can do. The first one is to sing or gargle or even chew gum. Because the vagus nerve runs along the side of your neck and is connected not only to your vocal cords, but also the muscles at the back of your throat, doing these things can act as a stimulator for the vagus nerve, and it can improve our vagal tone. Another option is to expose yourself to something cold. Cold stimulation will activate your vagus nerve and send messages to it. And this was one that I thought was a little odd when I'd heard about it at first. And then I tried it, and it was amazing how effectively it worked. So you don't have to have your whole body be cold, but you could even put a cold washcloth on your face or hold ice on your hands. And this can actually be a really effective way of dealing with something like a panic attack, even something really acute. And it helps connect to that vagus nerve and stop you from dissociating. The third way to connect and stimulate the vagus nerve is through breath work. I mentioned it earlier. If you missed last week's episode with Harmony Slater, I'd go back there. She gives some great exercises. In the show notes, there's a link to some resources as well. Breath work is more than just our everyday breathing. Breath work is about consciously breathing in an intentional manner. And I think that in order to stimulate that vagus nerve in a manner that is calming and soothing, I would look to some of the long rhythmic breathing that was described in that episode. And finally, with the element of using breathwork to activate your vagus nerve, this is something that I would highly recommend you try before going to sleep. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, try not to reach for the phone. If you have to get out of bed, when you come back, give yourself that moment, get yourself in position, and use one of the breathing techniques that you may have found and try that so that it will stimulate the vagus nerve again and help you to get into that restful place so that you're able to get back to sleep as quickly as possible. So there you have it. Possibly a new term with the introduction of the vagus nerve. If you did know a bit about it before, I'm hoping that this just adds a little bit to your toolkit and that it's something that you can try the next time something happens at work or with the kids or the spouse or anything that is causing you some distress, and that you can try one of these three tools and that they will help you. I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Happy-ish. If you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and I can promise you more content like this. But don't keep it to yourself, share it with a friend. So until next time, keep your curiosity alive, spread kindness wherever you go, and never forget that you are the author of your story.
This has been an Awkward Sage production.